Hello and welcome to the ACS podcast, where we're talking about what comes next. Today we're talking to Jamie Johnston, who is our Director of Co-Curriculum and Athletics at ACS Egham. We're thrilled to have him on the podcast and joining us today to talk about our sports programme and the various transformations that they've gone through since the start of the pandemic. Thank you very much for joining us, Jamie.
Great pleasure.
So, when we talk about international education, it's usually assumed that we're referring largely to the academic side of the curriculums. That's the general assumption. But you've had quite an extensive international career as a sports and athletics director.
Yes, that's right. I've been involved quite extensively, as you say, in basically the co-curriculum side of education. And that, for me, is of equal importance. Obviously, as you say, the emphasis is often on the academic side, on performance, on results, on achievement in that respect. But there is so much to be learnt within the realm of the co-curricular programme and the other activities we can offer that I find that very inspiring.
And your career's taken you all around the world to date, hasn't it? You've worked in some pretty extraordinary schools in countries around the world.
I've had that privilege, and it really has been a privilege to not just to go and visit countries, but to go and live in the culture and to be embraced by the culture and to learn. It's a constant learning process. So, yes, we've thoroughly enjoyed our international experience, I think, as a family, and certainly I have individually, yes.
What kind of countries have you lived in? Where have you worked?
Gosh, well, in order, I started off in the UK. I moved around a little bit in the UK, left as a head of PE in Western Supermet. I moved to Italy, to Milan. Then I worked in Kenya, in Nairobi, inside and outside of education. I then moved to Mexico, where I met my wife, the love of my life. And we lived there for 7 years. I moved back for the birth of my children to the UK for a year. And then we went to Italy, moved from Italy to Indonesia, from Indonesia to Ethiopia, from Ethiopia to the UAE, and then from the UAE to Barcelona. And finally, we've come to ACS Egham, where we're very happily settled now. My kids are at the school. I have two nearly 15-year-old twins who love it here, and my wife works in the early years practice at the school, and again we're very, very happy at the school.
I mean, that's such a what a range of countries to have lived in, and cultures and environments. That's quite incredible. And you know, teaching sports in an international school or in any school around the world is just so different from your typical British school sports and curriculum, right? It's from the sports that we play through to even properly how they get played. What sports do we offer here at Egham which are, you know, different from your standard British school?
Well, if you look at the independent school structure and I guess typically the state school system in the UK, we're looking at traditional sports like cricket, rugby, field hockey, netball, as well as the football elements. Track and field is probably common. Cross-country is something that's common. Tennis is common that we do in across our programmes. But we also have big programmes in volleyball, mm-hmm. and in basketball. I think basketball is probably the one that we excel in at the moment in our school and in our particular programme. And I think that's something that in international schools, there's a lot of emphasis on the volleyball and the basketball programmes, as well as the football. And I think that's a major difference. We're also looking at developing other strands where there are sports of the future, if you like, which may have a more international aspect. But I guess that's the major difference between us and what would be traditionally offered in independent schools in the UK.
I mean, the basketball courts, I mean, I can see students out there now playing basketball and all sorts of other sports. It's a real, there's a real team ethos behind the basketball, isn't there? It's you know, we have varsity basketball, I think, and varsity volleyball. So typically, students travel all around the world to play these sports and take part in competitions.
That's right, yeah, very, very much. I mean, the basketball program, as you said, is very well supported here by the students and by the community. Yeah, there's a lot of enthusiasm for basketball, for the volleyball. We've got a fantastic facility here at Egham, which is great, and a great tradition which was set in place by my predecessors who've done a fantastic job, and by the coaching teams that have they've come before me, and we're just trying to continue with that success and progress and develop that.
So the sports like basketball and volleyball, is that because they have perhaps more international relevance, that in fact that more students around the world play those sports rather than the typical British, you know, netball, crickets? Is that one of the reasons why it's so popular and more of a focus?
I think so. I think there's that aspect for sure. A lot of our clientele, a lot of the people who come into our school, a lot of our families will come from schools that play volleyball and play basketball. So a lot of our students will have a background in those sports, mm-hmm. And maybe an expectation to continue them. But also we're a member of an international school sports league locally here within the London area. So we play against our sister schools at Hillingdon and Cobham, but also with TASIS just down the road, and with the American School of London and other international schools locally in the London area. We have an international sports league that we compete with or compete in Europe-wide as well. So we'll send teams to Barcelona, we'll send teams to Lisbon, we'll send teams to Munich, to Zurich, all over playing in these sports. So, and again, they're more popular Europe-wide, volleyball and basketball, than they may be here in England specifically. So that's where we get the opportunity to do those and pursue those sports.
Yes, incredible. It's great to hear that all the international schools come together to unite in playing these sports, because sports really is a common ground, right? And one of the things that we've talked about in previous episodes already is, you know, building that and nurturing that international community that we have in each of our schools. You know, we have students from different countries joining the school, often at sometimes quite random points during the school year. You know, we don't operate in the usual, you know, August, September intake. So is sports one of those areas where students can just settle in and find their way with other students? Is it that common ground that helps them settle into the environment, do you think?
Massively. And I'd say that's one of the huge things about sport. When I became enthusiastic about sport as a youngster myself, it was because it broke down barriers, mm-hmm. socially, culturally, all kinds of different barriers. And really, to weigh in, to meet new friends, to have great new experiences. And I think for a lot of our students, whenever they arrive at the school, whether it's, as you say, mid-year or at the beginning of the school year, whether they're thrown in and just have to jump, they often find that their milieu, their personal friendship groups develop, not only during their academic program, but also as part of their co-curricular involvement in sports. And I think sport has a massive part to play in that respect, yeah.
What other ways do you think that sports really unifies the students together?
I think we've done a lot of work on this, and we will continue to do a lot of work on this. I think the fact that sport should be very value-driven. And so we're looking at, as an IB school, we have something called the learner profile, which gives you a certain characteristics and values that we should try and adhere to as a school, and our community should. But we have a great opportunity within sport to inculcate those values and show them overtly. And I think there are plenty of examples, I know, of poor behaviour in sport. But gratifyingly, there are also great opportunities to pursue, as I say, those values and make them overt. And I think that's a big thing. The fact that we've spoken about before, that you can break down barriers, the fact that you can welcome new friends and meet new people in, mm-hmm. in new kinds of challenging environments. And the fact that you're actually fundamentally able to play. Play has become a bit of a taboo word in education, because people are worried about the impact, or they compare play to work, and they compare in that sense, laxity with rigour. And for me, that's a kind of false dichotomy. We learn through play. My wife is an early years specialist, and she's talking a lot about the importance of play. Mm-hmm. And we see that as an organic process. We that's how we learn. We make mistakes, we have fun, we enjoy. But all the time we're learning. And I think sport, obviously, an element of sport is play, and it always should be. It's not all about results. It's about development. It's about having fun too.
That's interesting, because that's something that's been talked about a lot since the start of the pandemic as well, because obviously sports was very severely disrupted in light of the pandemic. You know, students were at home for weeks and months, and then when they came back to school, they couldn't mix their bubbles in the same way. You know, they had to stay within their bubble groups, they had to stay within their grade groups, which meant that the competitive sports couldn't be played, and that really disrupted the whole sports program. But how did ACS Egham really approach that and build upon that to ensure that, you know, continued involvement in sports and the co-curricular activities?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think in every challenge there is an opportunity. And so although obviously the pandemic has caused a lot of suffering, a lot of problems for a lot of people, and we should always be cognizant of that, there is also opportunity. And we had the opportunity then to reimagine our sports program. We didn't have much choice, to be fair. The co-curricular, the competitive sport went out the window, as you say. But what we found was we then offered the students the opportunity to take part in what became recreational sport. And that took on a whole new dimension. We initially anticipated that our performance players, if you like, the people who are really about challenge, would opt out because they would find that we'd be playing with less competent or less experienced people. And we thought one or two people might still be hesitant to step over that threshold and give it a try. But actually what we found was the opposite in both respects, which is very encouraging. We found that people were willing to step out there and try something new. So our girls' football program, for example, really blossomed. People who were intimidated a little bit by the idea of having to play in a team or having to play matches suddenly decided that they were going to give it a go. They were encouraged by their friends, and they were also encouraged, as I say, by these type 1 neurotypes, if you like, the ones that really want to push themselves towards the challenge dimension, who didn't get on their high horses and say, oh, no, we're too good for this. They actually did the opposite, and they showed fantastic leadership and a very caring and principled approach and brought people on board and guided them. And that's without any coercion from the coaches. We've got a great coaching team, but it actually came from inherently from the kids, because what they wanted to do was play with their buddies and have fun. And again, it comes back to that, the essence of what we're doing in sport, which is play. So from my perspective, that was fantastic to see. I think our students did a magnificent job in exhibiting those values that we were talking about a little bit earlier. And our coaches encouraged them. We have a very transformational coaching team who operate at a very high level, but with great humility, and guided them along that process. And I think the whole system worked very, very well. Obviously, it was frustrating not to be able to have some end point where people could have a tournament or a bit of fun, those people who wanted it. And I know that a lot of people are looking forward to having that experience again in the future. And it's not to say that that's not something that shouldn't be part of our curriculum. It should obviously be part of what we offer. But it's been, as I say, a great opportunity to have that pause, to bring people on board, to let them see what they can do, to have a bit of fun just playing, and then hopefully develop their experiences from there.
It's lovely to hear that students have been introduced to sports that they may not have tried or attempted before because they were worried about joining a really good team and not being any good. But it sounds like, especially the girls' football team, that's, as you say, it's been the complete opposite, which is great. And the creativity, I think, that's come out of it as well is quite something. I mean, I was sent some photos by the sports team here, and they said, oh, this is grade 6 playing splat ball. And I went back and I said, what on earth is splat ball? I said, oh, it's a game that we made up, because it meant that the kids were sitting in their hula hoops on the courts, and they had to throw the ball around amongst themselves over volleyball nets, I think it was. So it kept them sort of moving, but safely in their bubbles, in their spaces, separated. And the kids were having a blast. And there were just so many games and different lessons and activities that were coming out of that creativity. Was like, well, what can we do? Let's stop talking about what we can't do. What can we do? And that's something that I really saw definitely embraced at ACS Egham within sports.
Oh, that was the wonderful thing. And I've got to say, you know, I'm talking about the co-curricular program here. I'm talking about our coaching teams and our transformational coaches who run the co-curricular. When you look at Dom Delay and the PHE team there, that's Dom Delay, Richard Fernhead, Sinead Dunphy and Mark Jones. They've done a terrific job of doing exactly what you've said, they've encouraged the kids, they've invented new games, they've inspired them, and that inspiration is fed onto our co-curricular program. So they've had such fun during their PE lessons that they've wanted to go on and do more. And they've been incredibly creative under very difficult circumstances and done a magnificent job. And for all the transformation that we try and do with the co-curricular program, they've more than impressed. They've done a fantastic job with their curricular work.
Even during the main lockdowns, there was an awful lot of creativity going on. I mean, across all three of the schools, there was the ACS Sports Festival, which was just brilliant, where every grade group and every division was set some tasks. You know, the littlest kids were asked to dance to Disney songs, whereas the older kids were being given HIIT lessons and football and sports drills to do, and they just had to upload this video, share it, and each video that was uploaded got points, so it became a real inter-school sports competition. It was just brilliant to see the students getting so involved from home, and that's again something that came through really loud and clear, that the students did want to continue staying active at home. They did still want to do sports and do their activities, even if it was via Zoom.
Yeah, absolutely. We're very fortunate in that we are not just one school. As you know, we're a family of schools, and you know, we have the power of four, if you like, between Cobham, Hillingdon, Doha, and us. And certainly, in the respect of the tournament you were talking about there, Babis Mamis at Cobham and Jet Russell at Hillingdon, we worked very closely with that, and they led their programs fantastically, and we had a fun element, and they did a lot of creativity, a lot of work in putting that program together, which they did really, really well.
It was just great fun to see the students actually, you know, really enjoying it and taking on the competitive element. I guess what was missing was that competitive element from the past year or so. So that, I think that brought that out in quite a few of the students. I remember looking through the videos and I could see the same students popping up, like, I'm going to do every challenge. And some of the younger kids were even trying to do the older kids' challenges, because they just wanted to do sports. They just wanted to be active and take part still. And it was so amazing to see that within the community. What other positives and what other positive impacts have you seen at ACS Egg and with the sports program since the start of the pandemic?
Well, I think those are the ones that are important, as you say. I mean, it was great to see not just the students, but their families as well. So it was the whole community, if you like, from Cobham, from Hillingdon, from Egham, joining together. There's been a lot of cooperation as well, a lot of work where we've worked together on what is our best approach, because obviously guidance changed, everything changed, rules were changing on a regular basis. For everyone, and I appreciate that, but for us as well within sport and the way we delivered that. And it brought us closer together in terms of what we could do working as a family. I think that's been very important. I think, as I said, the values side of things has been emphasised, because we've had time to pause and think about what's really important in sport. And also there is a way of looking into what we can develop in the future. In terms of our play-based opportunities, our competitive sports program will be strong, and we'll continue to develop that. It can always be improved, but we'll continue to develop that. But it's looking at what other opportunities we can give to people in terms of the recreational, in terms of the creative side of things that are of particular interest, particularly when we're looking at wellness. And I'm thinking of things like forest bathing and nature walks and frisbee golf and all of the kind of things that get us out into the open air opportunities that we can have for people, in developing those within our programs. I think there are those opportunities as well that are coming up and becoming more pronounced and more obvious.
So in terms of what comes next, I mean, you've touched upon it a little bit there. What comes next for sports at ACS Egham? You know, what learnings do you think from the pandemic that we've taken do you think can really drive sports forward? What are the ongoing future plans?
Well, as you're probably aware, the government and certain other people are saying one thing, which is we have to give kids more school. We need to catch up academically. And a bunch of other research is pulling in the other direction, is actually saying we need to give people a break and we need to get people outside and playing and having fun. Mm-hmm. And I think there's room for both, obviously, but from my perspective, it's really important that we look at, as I've said before, the aspect where we are giving other opportunities apart from our challenge opportunities. We're giving recreational opportunities to our program. So we're looking at how we can expand that and how we can develop those chances for our kids. There's a really interesting book called The Art of Is, which talks a little bit about the role of free play, mm-hmm, in creativity, in developing creativity and independent thought. And I think that's an aspect we need to look at. We've found, and I think, again, a lot of research is pointing out to the fact that we have, in most schools of our nature, we have a very developed co-curricular program where students can do a lot of different activities straight away after school. And it's almost like a continuation of their program. And even after that, they often will go to tutoring sessions after that. I have two teenagers who one of their favorite parts of the day, they love their school, don't get me wrong, one of their favorite parts of the day is walking home with their buddies, because then they get half an hour or an hour of free time just hanging out with their buddies and chewing fat or playing or goofing around. Now, that is an opportunity my kids have because they can walk home. What I'm interested in is how can we give a similar kind of experience to students who may be going on school buses or may not live close or may just want to have some time where they can have unstructured play, but at the same time in a safe environment or a friendly environment or someplace where they're outside. And what can we do in that? You know, do we take them on a forest walk? Do we take them kite flying? Do we have a look at frisbee golf? Do we look at those kind of things? Do we introduce those as elements to our co-curricular program to develop that as well? Obviously, the competitive sports program is important. We always want the challenge opportunities. We're always going to, as you said, the leagues and everything that we take part in, mm-hmm, brings immense value to our school program. But now's the time to have a look at what else we can offer. How can we go beyond and how can we develop those play opportunities, if you like, so that we nurture that improvisation, if you like, mm-hmm, and the creativity that is also really important in our education.
Well, I look forward to what comes next at ACS Egan with the sports programme and co-curricular programme, because, you know, frisbee golf, kite flying, nature walks, it all sounds amazing and such a brilliant enhancement to what we already offer at ACS Egan. Thank you so much for talking with us today, Jamie. It was a pleasure to have you on the podcast. For everybody joining this episode, if you'd like to find out more information about ACS, visit us on acs-schools.com. Thank you very much, Jamie.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much.